last dot. Doors from the car. It's Friday, and S-Dot's not really in a good mood today, but I'm still gonna do a thought. Something happened last night where my car was broken in, and they took my iPad, and that's the least of my problems, really. I mean, they took an iPad that was like 6 years old, and it's crazy because me and my son was just talking about how long I had the iPad for, and the only thing that I lost with that is probably like a bunch of music I downloaded and my DJ app, where I used to use for a DJ when I was in my DJ phase, doing parties in schools and stuff like that, and probably some beats that I made. Hopefully I got like at least half of them still saved on my laptop at home, but yeah, that's about it. It's not a lot, you know, but I got it all covered, taken care of. It's gonna be fixed later on today. So it's just, you know, it's like a little downer because, you know, stuff happens, and you know, sometimes you can't blame anybody but yourself. And have you ever been in a situation like that, peeps? Like, y'all could feel free to chime in, and you know, I'll answer your questions in another episode. You know, you text me 646-234-4642 and let me know. You know, ask me a question about something, I'll ask, whatever. But I'm running late for work, and it was to be expected. And I have to go fix this car later on today. You know, better get it sooner than later. You want to put off something, and today I just want to talk about decision making. Now, there's just some people that have great decision making skills, and some that have poor. You know, maybe you can outgrow it, maybe you can't. You shouldn't be judged by it. You know, you could be a great person, but your skill decisions suck. But don't let it down you. Don't let it put you down. Just keep working at it. And if you can't work at it, you know, you're trying. You know, just keep trying. And it doesn't make you less of a person, especially if you're a great person. You know, you have a great personality. You have a great heart, great sense of humor, and everything like that. It's just, sorry, I was a little thirsty, but it just happens, you know. Nothing great to talk about today. That's what's on my mind, decision making. I guess if you are a better decision maker, it makes you a better person. I feel there's a lot of things that can make you a better person. You know, not everybody makes the best decisions. And it's just, you know, we're all human. Things happen. You know, but if things happen to you consistently, and you're at a certain age where it's like certain things are common sense, it tends to, you know, like I said, sometimes it tends to be a down on some, you know, you want to vent, you want to do something about it, you know. Yeah, I don't know, I'm like rambling and I'm all over the place with this, but don't be judged by your weakness. Don't let people judge you by your weakness or judge you by what you lack of. You know, because you know, you're if you're a great person, you feel like you're a great person, and yes, then keep that in mind. You are. You're great. You're beautiful. You're handsome. You're everything that you shape yourself up to be. And no one should never take that away from you. Ever. I don't care how old you are. No one should take that away from you. Not a lot of people are where they want to be at in life at a certain time, certain age. It just happens. Life happens. Things happen. Not everybody's raised the same way. And I just want you to see that not everybody, you know, if everybody was to be raised the same way, it would be a boring world, wouldn't it? Like, nobody would get along with anybody because everybody's doing the same thing. You know, everybody has to be different in their own ways. You know, you can't expect someone to be a certain way if they wasn't raised a certain way or they was brought up in a certain way, and you know, it doesn't make you have less of common sense either, because it's not your fault. You know, it's how you were raised. You know, I guess I'm speaking from the heart. You know, so say a person have lack of common sense, that's a shot in the arm. And shoot, getting shot in the arm does hurt. I don't know, but I'm assuming it hurts like shit. Which that what makes a person feels like when they hear that. Well, common sense is something I would say everybody should have, but if they don't, then it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. And there's always patience. You have patience for a person, you know, especially if they lack certain things. But, I guess I'm gonna cut this short because, I mean, it's already long enough as it is. I mean, I guess next podcast I'll just be in a better spirits, and hopefully I have some news, funny news or whatever. But just need to talk about the subject of what we were just talking about. So on that note, here's me getting to work safe and sound. Hope everybody has a great day. Love all. And I'll speak to you next podcast. Peace.